I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said there's a very substantial chance a summit with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un next month may not happen. Trump was speaking as he received South Korea's President Moon Jae-in at the White House. He said the North must meet certain conditions for the summit to go ahead, though if it did not, it might happen later. The North has said it may cancel the summit if the US insists on it giving up its nuclear weapons unilaterally. An Australian archbishop who faces up to 2 years in jail after being found guilty of covering up child sexual abuse has announced his decision to stand down from his official duties. Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson was accused of concealing abuse in the 1970s by Father Jim Fletcher by failing to report the allegations. He denied the charges but was found guilty on Tuesday. Wilson, who becomes the most senior Catholic in the world to be convicted of the offence, said he was stepping aside from his church duties while he weighs up the verdict. The Vatican Bank has published its latest annual report showing profits of over $37 million for 2017, which will be donated to the Holy See. The Institute served approximately 15,000 clients with €5.3 billion in assets at the Institute. The report also said an objective achieved was selecting investments that are consistent with Catholic ethics, including respect for human life and the environment. Pope Francis has met with the Italian Bishops' Conference at the Vatican, where he addressed key concerns during a speech. The Pope said there were three issues he'd like discussed, including the crisis in vocations, evangelical poverty and transparency, and the reduction and consolidation of dioceses. The speech took place during the bishops' annual meeting. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.